Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. This is Greg Whiting, and this is April 1st, 2020. This is not an April Fool's joke. I am reading through passages of Scripture according to a schedule that looks at different genres of Scripture each day. And on Wednesdays, we are reading through the Psalms. So I will read Psalm 39. Through 41. I may pause to give some devotional thoughts and think about application at the end before I close in prayer. And I encourage you to read along with me and consider what these Psalms are saying to you, how you can utilize them in your life to glorify God today. Father, we need your Holy Spirit. As we read these chapters, these psalms of poetry, to think about you and our relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 39. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth while in the presence of the wicked. So I remained utterly silent, not even saying anything good. But my anguish increased, my heart grew hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Everything is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Surely everyone goes around like a mere phantom. In vain they rush about heaping up wealth, without knowing whose it will finally be. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. When you rebuke and discipline anyone for their sin, you consume their wealth like a moth. Surely everyone is but a breath. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Do not be deaf to my weeping. I dwell with you as a foreigner, a stranger, as all my ancestors were. Look away from me, that I may enjoy life again before I depart and am no more. That was Psalm 39, and I always love how David is able just to, in this way, in this format, be able to share really what's going on inside of him, his emotions. He recognizes that life is short. There are times when he's lamenting and crying out to God because he feels like God is coming down on him or his enemies are surrounding him. He doesn't know what to do. But in most of the Psalms, or many of the Psalms, he will come back to a thought where he focuses on God, and I see that in verse 7. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come, it is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God, your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me, for troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May all who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay. Here in Psalm 40, he begins, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. These psalms are all separate, so it's not quite the same as looking at context from psalm to psalm. I love again how he looks at God. He's put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. Speaking of his faithfulness, looking at God, encouraging others to say, verse 16, the Lord is great. Psalm 41. Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desire of their foes. The Lord sustains them on their sickbed and restores them from their bed of illness. I said, have mercy on me, Lord. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? When one of them comes to see me, he speaks falsely while his heart gathers slander. Then he goes out and spreads it around. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying, a vile disease has afflicted him. He will never get up from the place where he lies. Even my close friend, someone I trusted, one who shared my bread, has turned against me. May you have mercy on me, Lord. Raise me up that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. Because of my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. I don't always know what to do with the Psalms where he's speaking of his enemies, wanting God to raise him up so he can get revenge, again in poetic style. But certainly the idea of close friends turning against you is something I can understand. All of us can understand. We can feel the emotions of that. So as I read these three psalms, I really come back to Psalm 38, 39, 40, and 41. I guess it's four psalms. Come back to some things he says about God, looking to him. His statement in Psalm 39, verse 7, my hope is in you. Psalm 40, just talking about trusting in him, asking for a new song, a new hymn of praise to God. His desire, Psalm 40, verse 8, I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. And I think that's what I'm going to take away today, just that relationship with God where I'm talking to him about what's going on inside of me, but I'm bringing my praise back to him. I'm having a new song in my mouth and in my heart. I'm telling him, I desire to do your will, God. Your law is within my heart. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. Psalms are not long, but Father, I appreciate how you allow us through the psalmist to to talk about our desires and our hurts, our betrayals and our sins, and to bring our eyes and hearts back to you. So, Lord, that's what I want to do. I want to have this new song in my mouth today. I want to bring praise to you no matter what is going on. I want to point others' direction, hearts to you. Father, I'm here to do your will. Let your spirit guide me, and I want to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.